Hello, Audio Boom. Graeme Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. It is Friday, the 24th of April 2015. It's about 11:30 in the AM. How are we all? So I haven't recorded anything for a while. Not since last Saturday, maybe, something like that. Sunday, perhaps. I can't remember. Part of the reason for that, in fact, the main reason for that is the fact that I didn't have a voice recorder. Well, not a serviceable one. As I am very, very proud to proclaim on many occasions, I'm an Android user. And the latest version of Android software came down, or Android firmware, or Android operating system, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the proper term is. But anyway, it came down to my Sony Xperia Z3. On Wednesday of last week. It's very right, very nice. There are some lovely new features in it. I like the interface. It's great. It's really good. However, as is quite common with these things, sometimes the odd app or two doesn't quite keep up with the update. And in my case, it was my voice recorder, which was a little bit frustrating because it's the official Sony voice recorder. I'm using a Sony device. The Android update was sent to me by Sony, yet their own app started to bug out. It wasn't saving the file at the end of... When you pressed stop, it wouldn't save. It just sort of hung, and I had to physically quit the app and then restart it again. And most of the time it was chopping the end off my recordings and it just wasn't very good. It wasn't working. So I re-entered the mission to recover my Hi-Q voice recorder, which some of you may remember. I think Phil, Derek Gambler, has talked about this as well. Hi-Q, I bought the full version of Hi-Q, which is about, well, it is the best voice recorder on Android, as far as I'm aware. I bought the full version back in October and then swapped my phone for a shiny new one in November. And when I went to reinstall Hi-Q, it had disappeared from the App Store. It was from the Play Store. It wasn't there. Just no sign of it, no evidence that it had ever existed. Which was a bit frustrating. And I just assumed that the company had gone pop. But then a few weeks ago, I heard somebody talking about it. And I thought, I wonder, I'll just have a look and see if it's back. So I had a look. And sure enough, here's this Hi-Q app back in all its glory on the Play Store to download. However, it was asking me to buy it again. Now, it was only £3. But when I've already bought it for £3, I don't want to have to buy it again, realistically. That's not really how the economy works, is it? If you had to buy everything twice. So I sent a nice email to the developers and said, excuse me, I paid for this a while back and then it disappeared. And now it's come back and you're asking me to buy it again, but I don't want to buy it again because I've already bought it once. What should I do? And they said, oh, sorry, we're having a problem. Google took the thing down, the app down without telling us for some reason. I think they changed developers or something. I can't remember, but they took the app down. They didn't tell anybody. Almost everybody had the same problem where they couldn't get the app back when it eventually resurfaced because of this issue. So basically, they gave me two options. They said, you can either go to this, follow this link here, and download an old version of the thing. The version that I would have had before. And that's it. You can keep that. Have it. Yours to keep. Okay, but the problem with that was that it was unsupported, so there'd be no more updates or anything. That was it. It would just stay as it was. Well, that's not really very good. The second option was to get the latest version, the fully supported version, which is better, obviously. And I had to, but to do that, I had to provide receipts for both purchases. So basically what they said was, go and buy it again, then send us a copy of both receipts and we'll refund you for one of them. Which is fair enough, you know, I understand these problems happen. And it didn't really bother me. I thought, that's fine, okay. Anyway, I forgot all about it. So when my Sony app started playing up, I thought, right, it's time for me to do this now. So I went to the Google Play Store and I tried to buy this app again. And every time I tried to buy it, it said, payment declined. And I thought, oh, that's not very good. And it said, payment declined. And I tried again. And it said, payment declined. And I tried through PayPal. I tried doing it through doing it just straight through my bank account. I tried doing it everywhere. I just couldn't do it. So this was really frustrating. So I then emailed. There was nothing on Google to help me. I couldn't get through to any sort of helpy desk type thing. So I emailed the developers again and said, can you help me, please? I'm really frustrated by this. And then I was desperate. I needed a voice recorder. I wasn't desperate, obviously. You know, there are more important things in life, but I needed a voice recorder. So I thought, well, I'll tell you what, if I just install the free version of HiQ, then that at least will work and it'll give me 10 minutes of recording time. Just means I'll not be able to waffle. So anyway, I installed the free version of HiQ, and then miraculously, the paid for version appeared as purchased. So I'm not really sure what happened. Sometimes on Android, I don't know if it's the same on iOS, but sometimes on Android, if you buy the free version of the app, to buy the full version of an app, you need to buy the free, or you need to download and install the free version first. And all that the paid for bit is like a key which unlocks the rest of the features, if you see what I mean. So I'm not sure if that's the case, if it's been there all the time, and like a doofus, I just haven't even considered installing the free one. I've just tried to go straight for the full version. So I'm wondering if that's the case, if all I needed to do all along was just reinstall the free version. But then last night, I've just sold, I'll come back to this in a minute, but I've sold some stuff for my camera stuff. I had a payment come through on PayPal. And last night, my wife, hawk-eyed as ever, noticed on PayPal all of these refunded transactions. Well, I must have tried about half a dozen times or more to purchase this app. And she noticed this, and she said, there's something going wrong with PayPal. She said, you've had a load of like payments and refunds for this for £2.49 to Google. And I said, oh, yeah, so I know about it. I said, it was just a cock-up. I think I've sorted it now. And she said, okay. And I said, it was something that I bought ages ago, but I don't know what's happened. I said, anyway, it doesn't matter. It's sorted. I've done it. And she said, so you've actually paid for it then? And I said, no, I don't think so. And she went, well, there are 7 payments here and only 6 refunds. So it looks like you paid for it. Oh, okay. which isn't a problem, because that's what I was trying to do anyway. But I can't actually work out if I've paid for this or not. According to PayPal, so I now need to sit and go through my Google receipts and see if I have actually paid for this. But it's, oh God. And then if I have paid for it, I'll have to go back to the developers and ask for me £2.50 back. But you know what, to be quite honest, I don't think I can be bothered. I don't think I can be bothered at all. It's the most important thing is that I have my my lovely HiQ voice recorder app back up and running, and all is good. I bored you stupid with that, haven't I? What a stupid story. I do go on these little rambles, don't I, about little crises. And I'm sure I could have just said, I've got my voice recorder back. I had a bit of hassle getting it, but I've got it now, so all is good. And it would have been all over, wouldn't it? But hey, that's not me. That's not me. I'm a waffly rambler. And that's just how it is. And how it always will be, I think. So anyway, what else have I got to tell you? I finally got around to editing and uploading my YouTube video from last week's adventure in the glorious Peak District with Dean Reed. So that's on my YouTube channel at Black73CatVids, if you want to pop on along and have a look there. Or I've shared it to all of my social, to Twitter and to Google+ and to Facebook, so you can find it on there as well. I would appreciate you if you would like to have a watch. You don't have to have a watch if you don't want to. If you're not interested in people walking around in glorious mountain scenery and camping on top of barren wastelands. No, it wasn't a wasteland. Barren moorland. That's better. Barren moorland under gorgeous sunrises. Then you don't have to watch it all. But, you know, if you fancy having a look at some of that kind of lovely stuff, then go and have a peep. Obviously, check out Dean's while you're there. You'll find a link to Dean's video in the description to mine. And I would suggest you watch Dean's, because he's much, much better than me at all of this video-making malarkey. I've got a lot to learn. So that was really good. I'm excited to get that up and running. What else have I got to tell you? I am almost in a position. Well, I am in a position, and I'm just about to order my lovely new camera. Ooh. Oh, blimey. So, right, I've got all of my photography stuff, all of my camera stuff, as I've mentioned many times, I think I'm selling it. I have two items left. I have my Canon 50mm f1.8 Mark II, otherwise known as the Nifty 50. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant little lens. They're cheap as chips as far as lenses go, but they're just so well respected. Such a brilliant piece of kit. Anyway, but I no longer have a Canon. I'm going to look at other alternatives for the Sony, so it needs to go. It needs to be sold. I've got that left to sell, and I've got my Canon flash gun to sell, which is all still in its box and everything. But I haven't had any takers on those yet, so I'm going to have to work a bit harder to get those sold. However, everything else has gone, apart from my homebrew kit, but that's a different kettle of fish. Anyway, but everything else has gone. Now then, I have a dilemma. And I think I've resolved my dilemma, but I'm still hesitating. Otherwise, my camera would be on its way to me now. Right, so I want to buy this camera, okay, this particular camera, Sony A6000. I'm going to buy it with just the simple, straightforward kit lens to start with, okay? Now then, in the UK, the best price that I can find this for is £529. I could possibly find it a little bit cheaper. I think I saw it on Amazon for £520 yesterday, okay? But £520 for the camera with the kit lens. Now then, if I look further afield, as in to abroad places, I can get it a lot cheaper. However, if I buy from somewhere like that, any electronic goods or whatever, you'll probably be aware that they are classed as grey imports, which means that they have no warranty in the UK. Now that's a little bit of a concern. I mean, I'm hoping that the camera's not going to break down, but you never know, and I don't want to be left high and dry with a massive repair bill. So I'm a bit more, I'm a bit too sensible to go and risk buying from one of these UK camera sales. And when you look, they're not in the UK at all. They're in blooming Beijing or somewhere, you know. And you would just, you know, you're just asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble. So no, I won't buy from one of those places. However, a few people, whilst many people, in fact, have mentioned this company called Digital Rev. Now then, Digital Rev have a very big presence on YouTube. They do a lot of camera reviews and lens reviews and that kind of stuff. They've got it's actually quite a good YouTube channel. I'm not really a great fan of their reviews because I think the way that the guy delivers it, Kai, I think his name is, he tries to make it humorous and funny, which it is, and it's good, and it's they are good to watch. But he doesn't necessarily review the camera as well as I would like to see it reviewed, if that makes any sense. But anyway, they're still good to watch. So anyway, Digital Rev also have a shop, but they are in Hong Kong. Now then, if I buy my camera from Digital Rev, I won't be paying £530 that I'll be paying here in the United Kingdom of Ness, but I will be only paying £450. That's an £80 saving. 80 of your finest English pounds still in my wallet after I have purchased my shiny new camera. Well, I looked at this and I thought, that's too good to be true. Surely it must be just a dodgy import site like all of the other dodgy import sites. But more and more people mentioned this to me and said, check out Digital Rev. Seriously, look at Digital Rev. You'll be amazed. Anyway, I have looked deeper into Digital Rev, and it does seem that they are a very reputable organisation, and it does also seem that there is very little risk in buying from them here in the UK, even though it's coming from Hong Kong. And the reason for this is because they are well established. They've been around for a lot of years, so they've got a really strong reputation. I've done a load of Google searching and forum checking and all this kind of stuff to try and find out just what risk, if any, I'm putting exposing myself to by buying from them. And the answer is almost none. They ship within 24 hours. There is no postage charge. The price you see on the screen is what you pay. You don't pay import duty either. They cover the import duty if it gets stopped at customs. I actually think what they probably do is tick the gift box and hope it doesn't get stopped. But if it does, from what I've read on sort of YouTube and stuff, if it does get pulled at customs, all you do is drop them an email and say, "Oi, my parcel was pulled at customs." And they go, "Oh, really sorry about that. How much was it? Here you go. Here's a refund." And they give you some money, which is very, very kind of them. And also, warranty-wise, now this is your concern, isn't it? Because it's a grey import, okay? So therefore it has no UK warranty, which is obviously very, very concerning. But Digital Rev have this sussed. If you look on their website, it recognises that you're from the UK with a little union flag at the top of your screen, and it says next to it, UK local warranty. And when you click on this local warranty link, it takes you to their warranty page and explains that in some regions they have an RTB, return to base warranty, or return to site warranty, whatever you want to call it, where if anything goes wrong, you have to pack it all up and ship it back to them in Hong Kong, which obviously would be a bit of a bind. However, in the UK, they have a local warranty, which basically means that you have the full benefits of the warranty. And let's face it, a warranty is a warranty. Sony issued the same warranty almost in all the regions. So the same warranty terms in Asia apply to are the same as the warranty terms that are applied within the UK or Europe or America. They're all the same, roughly. There'll probably some a few little clauses to get around local laws, etc. But for the most part, the warranties are identical, okay? It's just the fact that because it's not bought from this country, Sony UK won't honour the warranty, which is fair enough. However, what Digital Rev do is they say, "Well, that's not a problem. We'll still honour your warranty. You don't have to send it back to us. All you do is take it to a local repair centre or post it to an approved Sony repair centre. And then they will send us the details of what's needed for the repair. We'll just check it to make sure that it's legit and, you know, it's not down to accidental damage or anything, you know, nasty like that. And assuming all's hunky-dory and good and it's within the bounds of the warranty, then we will just pay the bill for you and all is good." And I've looked and it all seems very legit. And I've asked around, and everybody that I've spoken to has basically said the same thing. Yep, they're fine. Just go ahead. Just buy from them. They're brilliant. And I haven't heard any bad reports. A couple of people have said that, yes, they got stung for import duty and stuff like that. But then they countered that by saying, "But, you know, Digital Rev paid up." So I'm about to go for it. I'm literally hovering over the buy button. It's in my basket. I am at the checkout. All I need to do is hit the PayPal button. That's all I need to do. But there's just something. My overcautiousness is holding me back. I've got hiccups again. There's a surprise. So I'm 99.99999 recurring percent certain that I am going to buy my new camera today. Whoop, whoop. And apparently the delivery is really quick as well. So I should have it middle of next week, maybe a little bit later. But it certainly won't take long. And for £80 saving, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting at all. Because the thing is, with the I need a few bits as well. I need a few bits and bobs. So I need like a bag and some spare batteries and SD cards and that kind of stuff. So that £80 will you know, put a massive dent in that bill. And then also what the beauty of these new mirrorless cameras, especially the Sony, is that you can use what are termed as legacy lenses, as in old-fashioned lenses, old knackered lenses. Not knackered, obviously, you don't want a knackered lens. That would be no good to man nor beast. But you could use old, cheap, nasty... Why am I using this terminology? Old, cheap lenses that are easily picked up for a few pounds on eBay. For example, the Nifty 50 Canon lens, which I'm selling at the minute, the older version of that, the old FD mount 50mm 1.8 50mm Canon lens, which will fit onto my shiny new camera with an adapter. You can buy off eBay for like £25, £30 at the most. You can buy an adapter to fit it on there for about £10. So for £40, you've got a 50mm lens, and they are a damn good lens as well. As long as you get one that's clean, they are a damn good lens. Once you've got that adapter, though, you world your oyster. You can just look around in junk shops and stuff for cheapy lenses and just, you know, stick them on and see what happens, you know, for the sake of 10 or 20 quid. If they don't work, just flog them, stick them on eBay again, you know. But that's the beauty of these new mirrorless cameras, because the autofocus won't work on any of these lenses, but that's not a problem, because most of them, including the Sony, have this thing called focus peaking, which is amazing, because you look through the viewfinder or through the screen, and when you set it up, whatever is going to be in sharp focus will be highlighted in sort of red or white or green or whatever colour you want it to be, but it'll be highlighted so you can see. So if you're trying to take a picture of somebody's face, you want their eyes to be sharp. You always make sure that the eyes are sharp. So basically you can adjust the manual focus ring on your £20, £30 lens, tweak it round, and then when it's focused, you will see that that person's eye shines red. So then you go, right, I know that's focused. Click the button. And you have a manual aperture ring. You can't do the aperture adjustment from within the camera. But there's also something called Zebra incorporated into these new mirrorless cameras, which is essentially a thing for evaluating your exposure. So if your image is, I think it's overexposed, it will put black and white stripes across the bits that are overexposed. So you can see if you're overexposing or not, so you can maybe adjust your aperture or drop your ISO down or something. But all the manual controls work, but with automatic assistance. That's amazing. That is just witchcraft. So it's really exciting. I'm literally buzzing to get my hands on this now. I've just got to be brave and press that buy button. The thing that does it for me, the whole thing that got me into this idea in the first place was being out with a friend of mine who was using a little fixed focal length compact. And it just looked a lot easier. It was fun. He was generally having fun taking pictures. He didn't seem to be under any sort of, I don't know, it just seemed more relaxed than messing around with a big DSLR and all this kind of stuff. Although realistically, the function's the same, you know. But funnily enough, I was speaking to my brother yesterday who's thinking about doing the same thing. And he borrowed a Sony A6000 from a friend of his. And it was one of the things, without me prompting him, it was one of the things that he said, you know what, I was playing around with it the other day. He said, the one thing that really struck me, and he's a pro photographer. And he said, one thing that really struck me was just the fact that I realised as I was walking around just taking pics, he said, this is fun. This is fun again. I'm actually having fun taking photographs. It's just something about the size of it, and it's because it's small. I need to calm down. I need to shush. I need to just get on and buy it, which I shall go and do. Toot sweet, I think. Just grasp the nettle, Graham. Grasp the nettle, and you shall be fine. It will not sting you. At least I hope not. But then at the end of the day, I'm paying through PayPal, so I've got the insurance there and all the rest of it. So, you know, it's all, is it insurance the right word? The guarantee, PayPal guarantee, you know, if anything's wrong, PayPal cover it, don't they? And so it's all good. Although I think PayPal it's going to be less than 500 quid. That's the whole blinking point. So, that's cool. That's cool. So that's it. Yes, all exciting stuff. Two wonderful days in the Peak District, now documented in video form. And future photography equipment is on the very, very near horizon. And also on the very, very near horizon is a trip tomorrow all the way down to the wonderful Malvern Hills, down in Worcestershire sort of area. I'm meeting up with Audioboo's very own Turbo Stream and Big Rick. Oh, one word. And we're going to something called the Outdoor Show, which is held, I think, every year now by a company called Backpacking Light. And they're putting a show on down there tomorrow with all of their tents and all of their kit for sale and all this kind of malarkey. And there are a few people going down who I haven't met. Who I haven't yet met. Yet I've sort of become virtual friends with them. So I'm really looking forward to meeting a few people who I haven't yet had chance to press the flesh with. So yeah, that's going to be quite good. And then hopefully we'll have an hour or two at the show, I think, and just have a good look around, have a chat and have a coffee. And then probably, hopefully, but the weather's looking a bit dodgy, but hopefully head up for a wander up into the Malvern Hills. Along to Worcestershire Beacon, perhaps. And apparently Adrian said he's going to show us where there is a natural spring and we can drink the water straight from the mountains, which sounds awesome. I used to do that a lot in Spain when I used to go and see my mum. Well, when I used to... I haven't been to my mum and dad's house for, God, 5 years. But in the villages there where they are up in the mountains, every village has its own spring, and everybody just takes big plastic bottles down and fills up with spring water and goes and keeps it in the house. And that's brilliant. You know, you're just walking around the village in the middle of the day, you just have a gulp of fresh, beautiful mountain spring water straight from the hole. They've all got these like fountain things in the middle of the village. It's great. But there you go. I'm digressing. I'm waffling. And I should really be doing housework and making lunch for me and my boy, because I've been waffling at you for about 25 minutes now, which isn't too bad because I've covered a lot of ground and done a lot of waffling. I'm quite pleased about that. I'm quite pleased. But hey, I've got a lot to do. I've got kit to get ready for tomorrow's expedition. I've got housework to do to make sure that everything is comfy and pristine for my good lady wife for the weekend, so she can put her feet up after a long, hard week at work and relax in the company of our lovely children. And then on Sunday I shall return, and I think there's a possibility we might go nip out on Sunday afternoon to have a look at a couple of cars. I mentioned we're trying to buy a second car for me to drive so I'm not trapped anymore and I can escape and do wonderful things like shopping. But yes, so I might go and peek at a couple of cars on Sunday afternoon, I think, and stuff. But there you go. Anyway, I shall, I'll tell you what, I shall make a pledge that because there are three audio booers getting together tomorrow, we will try and do an audio boo. Because lately, when we've all got together, we haven't done any audio booness. So we'll have to try and put that right tomorrow. Anyway, for now, for this audio boo, its time is up. And so therefore, I will bid you farewell. And once again, say thank you very much for listening. Hope you're all well and happy. And I will speak to you again very, very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.